Unc' Billy Possum was excited. Anyone would have known it just to look at him. He hurried off up the Lone Little Path through the Green Forest without even saying goodbye to old Mrs. Possum and all the little possums. They just stared after Unc' Billy and didn't know what to make of it, for such a thing as Unc' Billy's forgetting to say goodbye had never happened before. Yes, indeed, Unc' Billy certainly was excited. Old Mrs. Possum sat in the doorway of their home of the Great Hollow Tree and watched Unc' Billy out of sight. Her sharp little eyes seemed to grow sharper as she watched. "I done sent that no-count possum to hunt for something for dinner. Appears to me he's plumb forgot it already," she muttered. "Just look at him with his head up in the air, like he thought dinner for winds would drop down to him out of the sky. If he's aiming to find a bird's nest with eggs in it this time of year, he surely am plumb foolish in his head. No, sir. That ornery possum has clean forgotten what I just done told him. And if we'uns am going to have any dinner, I certainly have got the flax round right smart spry myself." Old Mrs. Possum chased the eight little possums into the house and warned them not to so much as put their heads outside the door while she was gone. Then she started out to hunt for their dinner, still muttering as she went. Old Mrs. Possum was quite right. Unc' Billy had forgotten all about that dinner. You see, he had something else on his mind. While he had been playing with his children, he had thought that he heard a voice way off in the distance, and it had sounded very, very much like the voice of an old friend from way down south in old Virginia. He had listened and listened, but didn't hear it again, and yet he was sure he had heard it that once. The very thought that that old friend of his might be somewhere in the Green Forest excited Unc' Billy so that it fairly made him homesick. He just had to go look for him. So all the rest of that day, Unc' Billy Possum walked and walked through the Green Forest, peering up in the treetops and looking into the bushes until his neck ached. But nowhere did he catch a glimpse of his old friend. The longer he looked, the more excited he grew. "What's the matter with you?" asked Jimmy Skunk, meeting Unc' Billy on the crooked little path near the top of the hill.
Nothing, sir. I'm just walking for my health," replied Unc' Billy over his shoulder as he hurried on.
You see, he didn't like to tell anyone what he thought he had heard, for fear that it might not be true, and then they would laugh at him.
"Didn't suppose Unc' Billy ever worried about his health," muttered Jimmy Skunk with a puzzled look as he watched Unc' Billy disappear.
Just as jolly round red Mr. Sun dropped out of sight behind the purple hills, Unc' Billy gave it up and turned toward home. His neck ached from looking up in the treetops, and his feet were sore from walking. And just then Unc' Billy, for the first time, thought of that dinner that old Mrs. Possum had sent him to get. Unc' Billy sat down and mopped his brow in dismay. "I specs I'm in for it this time, sure enough," he said.